Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
If you're looking for love, well, you've come to the wrong place. Because Kirsten and Scally, well, they don't know a thing. And the men that they cast on this show are truly a disgrace. So we don't care about the love that might be there. Yeah, we just want drama.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Love Island wrap up. Today, we will be talking about Love Island USA from August 1st to 3rd. I don't know the episode numbers. It's fine. I'm, as always, Kirsten McInnes, joined by the wonderful Brian Scally. Scally, how are you?
Hello, hello. I am just on cloud nine. Have a great guest coming in. A couple episodes, feeling pretty middling on them overall, but excited to be here.
Yes, me too. And this guest, she's hot. She knows what she wants. She's here. It's Allie Lasher. Allie, how are you?
I'm so glad the video doesn't get posted anywhere so you don't have to talk about what just happened.
I would never.
I feel like, as Matt Liguori would say, I just blue skidooed into the best podcast on RHAP. I'm so excited.
Your podcast is on RHAP.
I don't care. I could be low on myself. Our whole brand is that we're the worst one.
We wouldn't exist if it weren't for you, baby.
Again, it's not a video. I need to stop looking at you guys. I think like we're having a connection and then it's really more like Charlie and Cash. I'm excited. I've been blowing up Scally. That was wrong. I've been blowing up Scally's DMs about this whole season. I've been so invested. I do agree, though. I happen to sign up for like the most boring three episodes. But generally, I am so invested. I have like an IV drip of this season into my veins. I am so invested.
I do not think that these were the three most boring episodes by a long stretch. Like, I thought these ones were okay compared to some of these stretches. This season is boring overall.
I mean, I'm into it, but I'm sorry. What happened in this tonight's episode?
Yeah. Well, the same. I feel like it's all the same. Like, the three previous to these three were definitely better. But I don't know. I just feel like I'm like expecting better because we got three good episodes in a row for the first time all season before this.
To unbury the lead, whatever, to jump to the end is like, we were on the hook with the Cinco and Cash and Trina of it all for so long. And the only way to make that pay off, I was invested in, is the inevitable return of Cinco and Cash. And the fact that Cinco leaves and we don't get that, it's like, what a waste of time. Like, looking back now, I feel like the episodes I was excited about were a waste. But had it paid off in what would have been a payoff for me, I would have been like, best season, amazing, like, full circle, incredible.
Well, it's weird because the payoff can be that, and I felt like it was going to be that, but the payoff can also be Cash picking someone else and finally moving on with someone else. And that doesn't really seem like that is going to be happening so successfully either. So it feels like the main storyline of the season kind of seems like it might be fizzling out completely with this stretch of episodes.
Yeah, because like, And I also would have accepted Cash leaving because she realizes she wants to be with Cinco. But I feel like she's just literally such a star that production wouldn't let her. Like, they would lock the door. They'll tie her to the bed. They will put her in a wardrobe. It doesn't matter. Like, they won't let her leave. So now I feel like there's absolutely no payoff.
Yeah, there's a reason that two new guys are coming in next episode.
I think Cash would never. I love Cash, but I don't want to like put her on such a pedestal to be like, oh yeah, she would leave for single bullshit. Like, she is the biggest, like, I want to be a dancer. Like, she's going to be social media and she deserves it. Like, she's saving the season almost single-handedly, but she's not asking to leave in production. Like, she's not leaving. Like, in the way that Jeremy would never leave. Like, Cash is not leaving.
Yeah, except for Jeremy is like, you try. It's like a freaking wart and you go to the doctor and they put the freezing on it and you have to go for like 15 appointments and then somehow you still have a wart because he will never go away. Like, he's like a freaking cockroach. It could be a nuclear bomb and he'll still be there. I'm so sick of his stupid face.
I've never had to deal with roaches or warts, so I can't relate to those analogies. But I do.
I've never had roaches either. Just people know that roaches will be around forever.
So you have had warts.
I had one wart when I was a kid. I didn't wear my pool shoes. Okay.
I was just clarifying.
Wear your freaking pool shoes, everybody, for your own safety. You could get a wart, and it really hurts when they remove it.
This is like Scally being
Jesus
like,
Jesus Christ, I didn't know my medical history was needed here. Like, good Lord, Scally, I'm not asking for your medical history.
I was just clarifying.
Whatever, you're being a brat.
I am once again asking for your medical history, Scally, so that I could give it to my building. When I don't know, they don't ask for medical history. When
that would be an interesting building choice if they did.
Well, now with the vaccine history, I'm once again asking for your medical records.
Yeah, everybody show your vaccine card on the Zoom call.
I do think, though, to your point, Scally, about it, like the Charlie of it all could have been the satisfying ending. I'm sorry, like Cash wants to do, and I can relate to this, like when you are in a even in the public eye of like your group of friends who like knows you got played by a guy, like your group of friends is rooting for this new guy who's a good guy on paper, who's the quote right guy for you. Magnify that by a million eyeballs while you're on CBS. I can understand why Cash wants to pick the guy on paper who's good and say no to Cinco, who's hurt her because she doesn't want to look dumb. But we can all see that she prefers Cinco. So like, even her picking Charlie, even if Charlie was all in on her and they became Kira and Will, that would not be satisfying to me.
Well, no, because Kira and Will are not satisfying. I don't want anyone to be like Kira and Will.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even if they like disappeared into the night, like in love, I'm too toxic to enjoy that. I needed her to be with the guy who I saw that she had a toxic connection with.
And that's why I love you, Allie.
I am who I am, you know?
You can't change who you are. Okay, so I guess that kind of gives us the perspective on what you've thought of the season so far. Is there anything else about the season that you want to touch on before we get into these episodes?
I mean, just Shannon. Wherever you found her, go back to the well every day and pull her out. I saw her sister on TikTok, like, well, I want her entire family. I want her dad on next season. Like, give me more of the time.
I was going to say, they did go back to the well. Her name was Jenny. She was on the show.
I know. I need more of it. I need just anyone. I need more of a blood relation because Jenny was like trying to rise to her level, but you could never. So Shannon is just, I don't understand. Josh is the most boring man on the face of this earth. And he thinks he like runs the house off of the like tailwind energy. What's the thing when you're like drafting behind someone?
Yes, drafting.
Yeah, like he is drafting behind her greatness and thinks it's about her, him. It's never been about you, Josh. It's always been about Shannon. She is completely out of pocket with Will. Like, we could talk about that, but I love her.
I would argue that Jeremy is more boring than Josh, but other than that, I'm with you 100%.
Sorry, I don't even factor Jeremy in. Jeremy bears no impact on my life. Like, Jeremy, I see him and I'm like, who told you slicking your greasy hair back was cool? Like, cut your hair, sir. You're not working it. It does not work.
Like, I don't know why he thinks he's a hockey player, but he's not. But he also has all the toxic attributes of a hockey player. So
I personal train and model in New York.
He thought about having a 9-to-5. Okay. He thought about it. He wants the security.
I've never heard someone say, I personally train in New York. That's like, I train alone in New York. I personally train in New York.
That's like on F-Boy Island, one of the people's chirons said French trainer. And we were like, so like, do you train people in the French language, or like, is it just because you're French? Like, I feel like it's the same kind of thing with Jeremy being like, I personally train.
I'm like 30 minutes into the first episode of F-Boy Island, and I can't wait to listen to your pod with Jenny. But I just have to quick aside on F-Boy Island. Where the hell did they find CJ? Talk about going back to the well. Dig up more buckets from the CJ well, because she is fresh delusion.
They found her on Instagram. She has 500,000 followers.
I mean, I'm only ashamed that I was not 50 million in one.
Honestly, 500,000, not 50 million. What's wrong with me? I don't know numbers. 500,000
and one.
I'm sorry. What she deserves.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So I guess back to Love Island. I guess we could talk about the episode. So we have to go back in time to Sunday, which picked up after the altercation that Jenny and Shannon had, which I don't know if an altercation is the right word for it. I think Shannon might have walked Jenny like a dog. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, Jenny tried and quickly ran away in defeat. Like, she knew how this was going for her and very quickly evacuated the building.
The audacity of Jeremy to pretend like he was on her side and then to be like, yeah, I'm just in an awkward situation now. Mm-mm.
The whole Jenny Shannon dynamic makes no sense. The besties vibes only is still reverberating like through my spine and just like causes me to like lose full blood flow and circulation. Like, I don't understand. I'm honestly like, spoiler alert, not sad at all to see Jenny go. And I know, Scally, you voted for her, but like, I don't think she was delivering. I know you guys talked about this. Like, she didn't. She was like, I'm in and coming for Josh. And like, that never happened. And then we see her like kiss the ring now. Like, she takes a step, like a tiptoe forward to call out Shannon and start drama. And then it's like, I'm so sorry. You know, we're like sisters. Like, get out. Like, if you can't like really stand up to her, then get out.
She is all bark.
Vote for Jenny to stay. It was a vote for one of the originals to leave, because it was just like, we've had the same people over and over and over here. So like, look, I would have voted for Leslie, but apparently Shannon's like barking argument caused her to run out of the villa, tail between her legs. But like,
hey, I heard that there was another reason why she had to leave, yes, which had to do with drugs.
Allegedly.
Apparently she had smuggled weed into the villa.
Allegedly, she very heavily hints at what the reason why she may have left the villa was in her most recent Instagram post. So that's there.
Why can't she say that? Like, if like, I could see if she didn't want to say that, but if she wants to say it, like, she's what, under like some NDA with CBS that she can't say why she was kicked out?
No clue. It was like for personal reasons. And then there was that rumor online. I think she posted something along the lines of like, well, are you guys surprised? Like, trying to hint that it was confirmed. It
seems. I'm a cool girl. So are you guys surprised? Like,
what? Well, I mean, I'm just saying that if Leslie can get kicked out for sneaking in a vape, then obviously we now have confirmation that Mike White never had weed on the island. I know some people have been carrying that torch.
Someone planted on Jeremy. Plant it, yes! Put it in his bag. Get him Scally out of there. Comes in,
like, instead of the bullhorn like over the wall, like Scally's like throwing weed pens, hoping it like hits Jeremy and like cracks the scent, like gets him out.
I'm just like, if I could go to Hawaii, and I wouldn't even go to Hawaii for my own enjoyment. I wouldn't go on a vacation. If I could go to Hawaii right now just to physically remove Jeremy from the villa and then come right back to Canada, I would do it. I would do all of, I would pay for it. I would do the travel. I don't care what it takes. I'd love to throw, like, you know how sometimes at music festivals, people like throw a bottle at like the artist and it's really not cool, but it's like a thing that happens. I want to throw a bottle at Jeremy's face. Oh.
Interesting.
It's really interesting that Corey has become sort of like an America's favorite, and that Jeremy keeps being his foil. Like, Jeremy on his own is trash. Like, he's boring. So he's boring. One of the most boring people I've ever seen on reality TV. Everyone keeps saying he's a Tarzan type. I guess that just means like gross. I don't know. Like, I don't know that that's a compliment.
It just means he has a long bob.
Like long, greasy hair. Like, you were, at least Tarzan was raised in the jungle and didn't have access to a shower. Like, I don't understand why Jeremy is getting away with this look. But he's now like becoming the foil to one of America's favorite contestants in the house. So it's, or Islanders, excuse me. So it's just like such a bad look for him. Like, does he not realize? I feel like we aren't getting a lot of, like, on the UK version, we get a lot of like, people love you. Like, you're doing great. Like, I've been watching on the outside and you're so fun. Like, we're not getting a lot of like the perception of America, like being told to them, but Jeremy has to pick up, like, okay, Corey got those three dates like 100 years ago now. Like, I got to stop going toe to toe with them, because he, all he wants out of this is like more personal training followers and like modeling jobs, right?
I have to assume it's not love that he's looking for.
Especially with about a week left in the villa. Like, where is the challenge where we read tweets and like news articles at them? Like, tell people they hate them. Like, I want them to know. And like, give us like some entertainment for the last week that you're there.
Use one of my tweets, please. I want them to know it was me.
Also, no, Jeremy focuses on one woman at a time, guys. Okay. He doesn't, you know, tell that. When he said that tonight, I like fell over. I was like, okay, like Florida, Trina, what's his like list?
Amy.
Jenny, who he like, and I mean, I'm not letting you talk about last week's episode apparently, but like the fraudulency, the fraud that was coming out. That's not a word, but we need a new word for the level of fraud Jeremy was having pretending to be coupled up with and interested in Jenny.
Truly. And the way that he just left her crying alone to go talk to the boys about how he's in such a tough spot now. I hate him so much. I wish that he would shut up forever. I don't like him.
And they're picking people to leave. And they're like, well, you have a relationship with her. And he's like, no, I don't.
Yep. He doesn't care at all. And the thing is, I don't think that he will care. He's not going to find someone in this last week. He could be there for three more months. He wouldn't find someone. Jeremy doesn't care. If he didn't have to be coupled up to stay on the show, I don't think he would be. He just wants to hang out.
He just wants to be on TV. Ugh. Okay, so then, like, literally the next morning, Jenny and Shannon, like, make amends. And Jenny's like, oh, it's just such an impulse to say that. I shouldn't have said it. Yeah. Have a backbone, Jenny, for a minute.
I mean, she had a point. Like, I just don't get Josh's...
She was right!
I don't get Josh's criticism of, like, they're so raunchy. Again, we didn't see enough, and I didn't watch last Monday's episode, right? So, like...
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
they didn't disclosed. Show much more at all. No.
So what is the raunchiness? I thought the criticism was the social media. I don't understand the raunchiness, but also like I would, to your point, Kirsten, like Jenny backs down immediately. So it's like a move. I'm not about to defend her if she's not willing to defend herself.
I can't imagine how raunchy a 22-year-old would have to get before I'm like shocked and appalled.
Like, well, Josh is a married man now. Josh is a married man. So like, you know, the difference is he's a respectable man in a relationship.
Josh had sex with a girlfriend and then left her in bed to go have sex with her best friend. And that was used in a game on this season. And then he is saying that somebody else is too raunchy. You are on Love Island, sir.
Stop are you it. Talking about the intimate stuff he does in bed?
I know. I shouldn't do it. I shouldn't talk about it, but
it's are on you TV. Talking about the intimate stuff we do in bed?
How dare you bring up the intimate stuff?
She was not even the least bit indirect. She was like, you have sex with him in bed. Are you alluding to the intimate time we spend in bed? No, I'm not alluding to it, girl. I said it directly.
Okay. And that's what she needed to do. Like, I feel like if Jenny had just been like, yes, I am, because you guys are being hypocrites right now, then we really could have seen some lights.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
We're here with Cash and Cinco.
It's all about Cash and Cinco. Cinco and Josh were boxing, and Cash is like, wow, you just drop me like that, eh? And he's like, hurts, don't it? And then they spiraled.
I don't know. I mean, I get her point here where he really does give up so fast. Like he did say one day ago, like, I'm going to fight for you. I'm here. And then just no interest. As soon as she like did what? Spoke to the guy she's coupled up with. He's over it. So I don't know really what was the like set off point for Cinco, but he seemed to give up rather easily.
Well, because like, Cinco was the one in the middle of the love triangle for so long, and he was just like, people need to be patient with me with how hard this is on me. Then he finally is honestly forced to pick Cash because Trina's finally done putting up with his bullshit.
Whoa. Yeah. Can I please finish this?
Because he was going to pick, he liked Cash better than Trina the whole time. I have said this openly, but I truly don't believe he would have been like, I'm fighting for you if like he still had an in with someone else, because I feel like that man is never going to make up his mind ever because he's too afraid to hurt other people.
Okay. His mind was made up before they went to the, Casa Amor. You guys talked about this. I was like jumping through my phone and you're like, would it have been better? Probably you're right that like for mess, it was better at the time that it was, but for the person like me who needed Cachet and Cinco to get back together, it was the worst. Like timing has been the enemy of this entire season.
They make every decision wrong. Production has made every wrong decision.
They could have waited 3 hours in the day.
Truly. So I think that decision was made. I think Cash knew that decision was made. Trina knew that decision was made. Trina comes back and says to Cinco, like, him being single shows that, like, we're going to give this a try. Then she has that pathetic, I'm sorry, look, I have been there. I have stood in Trina's shoes. I've walked a mile in her shoes. So I don't mean to call her pathetic, but it is like when you look back, like, oh, my God, I wish I didn't do this. The like, do you want to be with me? And he's like, I just want you to be happy. Do you think I can be happy with you? I don't know. Like, yes, Cinco did not give her the business straight. He owed her like, I am picking Cash. I'm not into you. It is very hard to say that to someone's face when they are looking at you being like, could you make me happy? You know, so like I am sympathetic to it's hard to just point blank reject someone. But he was basically rejecting her. Like he was rejecting her and she was 1000% saying, I'm in this if you are. And he was saying no. And then she has a meltdown justifiably because she knows she just got dumped. And then she's out here like trying to sabo Cash about it, saying like, he'll do this to you. I just don't want him to do this to you. Trina, you inserted yourself into the relationship when they were fine without you. He did not pursue you that I saw, and you inserted yourself and he picked you. That's the game of Love Island. But then expect to possibly get burned when he goes back to her. So I know I just like took it in a whole different place.
Please.
But like that has been frustrating me. So I think Cinco knew he had Trina. Trina kissed him in this challenge. Like he had her as an option the entire time. And he was picking Cash. Do I think that this boxing fight was like a little bit impatient of him? Absolutely. Like he shouldn't have thrown it into her face. But I still think this was him fighting for her in a way. It's like, I'm still mad about this. I'm not stepping by and supporting you and saying, this is great. And then I think he does go to her later saying, like, I know what I want, but, like, you know, you have to do you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he talks.
That's not fighting.
Like, I don't know. I mean, I get, like, taking the, like, couple hours where he talks with Jeremy next about how, like, he really did get a lot thrown at him during the pie challenge. And, yeah, it's five pies literally being thrown at him. But then everyone also is, like, cheering, like, get him! Like, get him! We all hate him! Like, that's not fun. And I know that, like, oh, it's a challenge. Someone has to get pied, whatever. You keep that in mind. But, like, when you are seeing Will and other people not get pied, everyone is, like, teaming up against you. It's not gonna feel great. So I wonder if he had more time to really sit back on it, had that conversation with Cash, if things could have gone better. But I feel like it was already on the trajectory where things were not going to work out.
I feel like after the end of the season, I give it 2 weeks before Cash and Cinco are just dating in real life. Like, yeah. I think that that's where this is going.
100%. Here's the thing. Cash has, and again, I've been in Cash's shoes. I've had that situation where, like, you're saying, like, give me a reason, like, fight for me, like, make this up to me. The reality is Cinco can't undo what he did. What he did wrong was picking Trina. Like, you know, we could unpack that 1,000 times over. He picked Trina. He snubbed Cash on national television and in front of everyone. And it hurt her, as it should have. And he can't undo that. So no amount of fighting and no amount of, like, what she does with Charlie and him waiting patiently, like, is ever going to change the fact that he rejected her. And so I do think she needed to have the, like, well, I'm rejecting you now. I'm picking Charlie. And then we will be even and hook up outside the villa.
Yeah. And then, yeah, it's like, this is where Cash talks to Charlie. And Charlie's like, I'm actually really sick of talking about Cinco. Like, can we work on our relationship? Which I think is totally fair. Because, like, I see where Cash is coming from of being like, I want to make sure I'm being really upfront and honest and giving all the information. Even though she, like, spent literally days not giving Charlie the information earlier, like, last week. But whatever. But I also see, like, Charlie's like, well, give me a chance. Like, actually maybe talk to me about not the other man you're interested in. And I think that is totally fair.
What's weird about the Cinco? Yeah. Sorry, Scally, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
What's weird about the Cinco, Cinco Scally situation? Ooh. What's weird about the Cash and Charlie situation? I ship that. you can both move in. Is like Cash played it so well in the villa in Casa Amor, where they really bonded. I mean, that conversation about Cash maybe not being able to have kids and Charlie was like one of my favorite moments this season. And then she also was like, but I've got this thing on the side. Like, you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm fine with it. But we're going to foster our connection. Like, I don't even know that I took it as Cash being so upfront. Like, I just think she really likes Cinco and talks about him a lot. Like, I don't know if him being there changed it or what. But I am very sympathetic to the turn that Charlie has taken even into tonight's episode.
Mm-hmm. And you can see in this episode, even by the time that Cash is talking to Charlie and he's like, I'm over talking about it. And then this is really all Cash needs to pull Cinco aside, say like, look, I'm going to focus on Charlie right now, leading into a conversation then with Charlie saying like, I'm ready to focus on you. And Charlie's not happy, like visibly not happy about this. I don't think that he's interested in Cash almost at this point anymore. They haven't had the conversations to allow him to feel like there is no chance of going back to Cinco at this point. They haven't really, like, I know that he doesn't want to talk about Cinco. She feels like they need to, and that's kind of an impasse that they're at that I don't think they're ever going to get through.
Yeah, there's nothing like I feel like this is something that I do where when I perceive an issue, I will pick and pick and pick at that issue. Even if the other person's like, no, like we don't need to talk about this. It's good. I'm like, no, I can tell that it's not good. And then I like force the issue and it just makes a bigger problem than if I had just left well enough alone. So I really connect with Cash in that sense.
That's fair. I was originally like suspicious of Charlie with it, that like, oh, he's got this like weird thing with Jenny happening. So like, that's why he's now blaming that Cash talks about the Cinco situation. But after Jenny leaves and he's still feeling that way and he's got no real prospects with the new girls, I'm like, oh no, this is like legit.
Mm-hmm. I just think he's too low key to be coming in here really dreaming of winning. I know that he gets like a little bit of reassurance in like the public vote being one of the most popular, but he's seen what the what America thinks of Cash. Like, he knows that like she is getting the votes the same reason that Josh is getting the votes for being coupled up with Shannon. It is like you are who you are next to. And so I don't think Charlie is coming in here like, let me play this without Cash to try to win. Like, leaving Cash is leaving his chance of winning the show if that's his motivation and being popular and getting followers. So separating from Cash, I'm not going to really question that as much.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's very insightful, Scally. We also got like a really random convo between Jenny and Shannon where they're just like complaining about how Jeremy moves too slow, and Jenny's not that kind of girl to like take it slow.
Well, Jeremy is that kind of guy because he's not taking it anywhere.
Yeah, he's like, actually, the car's in park. I'm going to go have a nap in the back seat. And she's like, let's go on a trip.
Yeah.
It's interesting because we had Trina in the beginning say thing about Jeremy also, right? Like, Trina was like, I'm a really sexual person. And like, Jeremy's just kind of like moving slow. And the only person that we've seen Jeremy coupled up with that he's like really like advanced on was Florida. And it's just like, it just shows how fake Jeremy is, right? Because he like play. I feel like in the other couples, when it's sort of like a friendship couple and it's not like a real relationship, we see them sort of express that, like Charlie and Cash right now, that Charlie is like, the second he feels a little checked out, he's expressing that or like acting differently. The fact that like we've seen Amy, I think Amy also kind of like expressed this when he was like, oh yeah, we're just friends. And Amy was like, are you serious? Like, I'm building something here. We have three great women who he's moved slow with, quote unquote, and then Florida, who he went through like to 100. I don't know why he's not getting called out for being more fake. We only almost see it in this episode when they're like, Jeremy sucks. I'm reading in the notes, we should have saved Giovanni. Like, yeah, 100%. Thank God they acknowledge that. But I don't know why everyone loves Jeremy. It's so obvious what he's like fake going through the motions with like 15 women, and we all just like stan him.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the people in the villa,
I'm sorry.
I was like, how dare you imply that
I might
a little bit.
I think that the women in the villa have started to like realize this and like woken up to like, maybe this isn't going to go so well. And yeah, we could be friends with him because he's like a fun guy, but I don't think the guys care. I don't think they care. Hey, less competition for me. I mean, in the initial, sure. It's almost surprising where Jeremy, I remember in the like challenge where it's like, what's your body count? Jeremy's was like 6. And it's like, I would expect more considering he's into a girl in the villa for 3 days and then completely ghosts them, has no interest anymore, because it's happened every single time. And I think the only reason that people think that Jeremy and Florida had this like connection was because she left before she got to day 3. Yeah. Like, she would have been on the curb like everyone else.
100%.
Deceased.
100%. Like, and that's the thing, is it's like, is his body count just not higher because like most people can't see him like more than once in 3 days, and like maybe he's meeting women who don't want a one night stand. Like, I don't know.
I think Jeremy has made one good joke the entire time, and people are like, Jeremy has a great personality. People in the villa are like, I'm so surprised Jeremy has a good personality. I watched the Monday episode like 2 times ago, and they were like, Josh was licking chocolate off of Kay, and Jeremy's like, not the ultrasound, like not the sonogram. And that was funny. And he said it quietly, and like there was hubbub. And I laughed and I was like, oh, like, good joke, Jeremy. And then he repeated it again, not the sonogram, because he like didn't get enough of a laugh. And I was like, and we're done. Like, and the one joke is ruined.
Yeah, you hear that, Jacob Jones? He's not funny. Okay, get over it. Jacob Jones, like, he's so funny. I'm like, what? So next thing you know, you're going to be telling me you like Corey's bad British accent too, that he's developed in the last week.
Jacob Jones, I want to ask you a question, but just DM me because I don't want to call you out on the podcast.
Oh, I'll be in that DM.
Yeah, include me, please. Can we make it a group chat?
I'm putting it in the notes.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh, so if you leave a 5-star review, maybe Kirsten will send it to you.
Whoa. Maybe Jacob will send it to you after we send it to him. Okay. We also get the brief resolution of Cash telling Cinco that she is going to focus on Charlie, and then Cash telling Charlie that she doesn't want Cinco. She only wants him.
Yeah. Do we believe this? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, no, but do you believe it?
Believe what?
No, I mean, I don't believe that. I don't even think Cash believes it. Like, I'm going to focus on Charlie right now. I think Cash thinks that she's going to get to decide in a, like, I must have said matchup ceremony. I rewatched season 3 of Are You the One, that she's going to get to decide in a recoupling. And so she can tell Cinco, knowing that no one else wants him, I'm focusing on Charlie, and then make the decision in a recoupling. I don't think when she has this conversation that she's anticipating that Cinco is going to get dumped from the island.
Yeah. I don't think she's thinking he's going to get dumped from the island. I do think she is making a semi-permanent decision. I think if the recoupling was going to happen that night, I think she may still end up going with Charlie. I think it's a combination of things, like you said, not wanting to look dumb on TV, we saw Selly and Johnny last year, and it didn't look great, especially when they got right out of the villa. Like, that was not a fun, situation. I don't think Cash is going to want to put herself in when, like, the red flags are already there. If you explore it outside of the villa, that's something different. Cash, I'm sorry. She knows at this point that she's popular. If you, like Kira and Will, go back to someone who has wronged you, you're probably going to lose quite a bit of popularity. So by going with Charlie, hey, let's carry this nobody to the end. Maybe this, like, rides out fine.
Nobody.
Anybody coming in past Casa Amor is a nobody relatively on the show.
But still, yikes. Ouch. Oh, it hurts.
And I like Charlie fine. I'm not saying that, like, he's not cool and good, but, like, if Charlie couples up with someone new, like, in the show, they're not winning the season as well.
Please make merch that says, quote, "I'm not saying he's not cool and good."
Cricky, are you listening? We need some merch.
"I'm not saying he's not cool and good." By the way, I have to give a shout out to Will from America, because your theme song is the most savage theme song in all of theme song. Like, not just RHAP, it extends beyond.
He did such a good job.
It's so rude to both you guys and everybody on the show.
No, it's dead on about what we're interested in.
It's true.
Okay, sorry. Quick shout out.
No, always need to shout out Will from America. We don't do it enough. Okay, then we get the game Hearts on Fire, where they do the strip teases with heart monitors to see whose heart rate rises the most. Now, I do just need to say, before we talk about the game, when Ariel comes in and tells them who raised what the most, they did it wrong. They said it wrong. They were so confused. It was just like, out of everyone, they were just being like, oh, out of everyone, Josh rose the heart rates of, Kira's rose the most. But, like, it's not saying that Josh rose Kira's heart more than anyone else. They did it wrong. There is no excuse for it. They've literally done this challenge before and not made this mistake. And they have seasons of precedent over in the UK.
I don't think it was a mistake. I think it was a decision in order to get the results, like Cinco's heart raising the most for both Cash and Trina, Cash's heart raising the most for both Cinco and Charlie. I don't think it was, oh, we suddenly forgot how to do this challenge, because I agree, this is,
well, it means nothing. It was,
but I think,
dumb.
It was to link a bunch of people that they wanted drama between, which never amounts to anything anyway, but they wanted to associate their names together.
Well, it didn't work, and they did it wrong, and I'm mad at them.
It was stupid. I agree
completely. Thank you for saying this. I would maybe suspect that the regular results were not interesting, right? And they were like, well, how can we, like, move the data to, like, you know, change the x-axis and blah, 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 and make it more interesting.
We need to get Kurt Clark over there to keep them honest. To tabulate the results.
Exactly.
Whatever. Okay. So let's talk about the stripping costumes.
Please do.
So Josh came in as the devil. Have we ever, do the men normally strip first, or do the women normally strip first? I don't remember anymore. I've blacked out.
Usually I feel like it I think it's usually the men first because we got faked out with this, but usually they have defaulted into having a new woman or two come into the villa. So through this method. So I think that it usually is the men first.
That makes sense. I just couldn't remember. So what do we think of Josh as the devil?
God, Kelly.
It was fine. I mean, I don't know why. I guess maybe they wanted like Josh and Shannon in red, but like otherwise, I don't know. It was fine. I think in comparison to a lot of these other costumes, great A. So many other bad ones here. I'm not complaining about this one.
I couldn't even tell you what Corey was dressed as. Scally has written down crossing guard firefighter?
I thought he was a construction worker.
Okay. I think
construction worker.
Those were firefighter pants that they had in stock, like that they didn't want to actually buy a construction worker full costume, so they just like painted a piece of plywood and like bought the $1 hat from Party City.
Because the fact that you are criticizing, I thought the men overall, at least they had theme, they had cohesion amongst their own outfits.
You know, like, the women were just in lingerie.
The women were in underwear. Like they give me like at least some like mouse ears. Like I'm a mouse dove from Mean Girls.
Men were fully clothed. They were 100%. Their option,
the fact that Will, Johnny Langan texted me, this is the truest thing ever. The fact that Will is wearing tearaway pants and refuses the opportunity to tear them away. Was he like boy band member?
Yeah,
he doesn't know what to do with his body or anything. Say,
it's 5-inch inseam boys this summer. Like, what are we doing on Love Island Strip Challenge? And I don't know. Will wear shorter shorts every moment of the villa than anyone else, but doesn't tear away the tearaway pants. So and I don't know if this was a restriction by like them being like, oh, we're on CBS at 9 o'clock. Maybe don't go too crazy. But I don't know what was happening.
There is worse shit on primetime TV every day than a strip tease.
I agree.
There was worse shit in the challenge where they had to like grease themselves up, you know what I mean, like the sexy challenge, like they've already done this. I thought Josh, I will say, you're right that compared to like the field it was fine, but I don't really feel like there's anything sexy about a guy in like a sexy women's costume traditionally, you know, like it's like sexy nurse, sexy devil, like I feel like he was like I'm in the little shorts and it was like okay. I did love how at the end of like the huge fall he's like, I gotta take this tail off.
That was really funny. Charlie was Robin Hood.
I would take the devil over Robin Hood. I forgot that one. The little hat was like a challenge.
Wait, what's your problem? Robin Hood stealing from the rich to give to the poor.
It's not the conceptual. I don't have a conceptual issue with it. I just think that that hat is not a sexy hat. And then he puts it on Cash hat. And she doesn't look sexy in it either.
And then Cash calls it a Peter Pan hat.
That's what it is. So dressed as Peter Pan. I mean, he was a little bit dressed as Peter Pan.
You're not wrong. Scally calls Jeremy's costume the Glee version of a greaser.
Like, what are the jorts? Like, why are we doing this? I don't understand. We could have had like some biker shorts. This was not ideal here.
We should really be talking about the quality of the striptease too, in addition to the costumes, because I will say, honorable mention for Corey. I thought Corey did amazing, and I don't necessarily feel that attracted to Corey. I think physically he's super hot, and then like the surfer bro kind of vibe like kind of throws me. And honestly, he just has like nice boy energy, and I'm toxic. But I do think that Will, I expected to be amazing at this challenge, because I think that Will is one of the hottest. I don't like Will, but I think he's one of just physically the most attractive people in the house. And so the way in which he sucks so royally at this challenge depressed me mentally, emotionally, and physically. And then Jeremy came out, and it was just like, oh, I don't think we've ever seen in the collective, 10 seasons of Love Island, anyone do as poorly as Jeremy and think that they're good at it.
Why does his body move like that? Why was it like that?
I can only think of one person in the world that I would like to see do this challenge less than to see Jeremy do it again.
I could think of another one. And I don't even remember what Cinco looked like in this at all. What?
Oh, he was hot. He was wearing like a blue bow tie and like suspenders.
Oh, yeah. He's
hot. Shorts. I'm sorry. He's
no,
hot.
Cinco is. I have been saying
I know,
from
he
the
could
jump
ruin my life.
That Cinco could ruin my life. Okay. We all need to accept that Cinco's a very attractive man. Okay. Okay. And so then the women come out and they do their little strip teases. And Jenny comes out first in her like leopard cat suit thing. I feel like they did Jenny dirty.
Yeah, it's like a floor length skirt. Like if
Why
someone
is she
showed
in the
up
full
to this
fleece pajamas.
If someone wore that skirt to a wedding, like I think it could pass.
Like to a Jenny wedding.
I thought Jenny at least had a theme. She made sense. She was like, you know what she was. And then
she
the rest
have had
just
biker
go away.
Shorts on. I know. Okay. Oh, I feel like we have to address. So this is an audio only podcast, but Allie has really been playing with virtual backgrounds and now has the poster. What even is this at that point?
What do you think? What do you think the crossover is of the people who listen to the Token Sheens like recap for 4.5 hours and the Love Island podcast?
Listeners? I think every single person who listened to the Love Island podcast who found us through RHAP listened to the Token Sheens recap.
Yes.
I think if anyone found us just because they like Love Island, they don't know what this is. But
so this is a photo, an actual photo of Stephen Fishback, a 2-time survivor player, and Brian Scally that I had mm-hmm. blown up at Staples.
That's an actual picture of them. It's fine.
It happened.
I feel like Scally and I keep like giggling and no one's gonna understand why, and it's because it corresponds with Allie changing her virtual background.
Yeah, no, I'm the only one who's definitely
I also have changed my virtual background after she started. It was retaliation. Okay, so then Kira came out just literally in white lingerie. Like they could have put angel wings on her or something.
It would have been so easy. So
she needed a halo headband desperately.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I thought. I was like, maybe she didn't wear it. But then when you have Shannon come out in red lingerie, Trina comes out in like denim lingerie. I was like, okay, we just didn't want to spend money on the budget this year.
So no,
or
here's what I think happened. I think they had costumes and Kira, Shannon and Trina were like, no, I have cuter lingerie than this costume that you have offered me. I am going to wear my own and it will look better.
Oh, no. I think that Trina was denim Britney / cowgirl.
Yes, yes.
But like Trina did not roll in with that denim.
0%.
I'm sorry. Kira was like Valentine's Day. She needed a halo desperately. And I could see her being like, I look weird in headbands. I'm not wearing it. Like something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Shannon. Yeah. Like Shannon was like, I would have said she was like a royal queen. Like, I don't know what she
I swear to God, Shannon was wearing the same set she wore to the hideaway. I swear
no,
to
nipples,
God.
Nipples would have been seen through. When she pulled that out, that was see-through.
Oh, you're right.
She
you're
had
right.
the full neck piece. Like, that was purchased at a Party City.
It's true.
Spencer's Gifts.
But yeah, so they're all in lingerie. Olivia is as like a schoolgirl. And I'm sorry, but Olivia looked 35 in this and she is only 28. Like it did not look good for me to see her
okay.
like that.
I think Olivia did the best.
She did the best job with what she had, but she did not look good in that costume. I'm sorry.
I don't think Olivia has the raw talent, like the dancing. Like, I actually think that like,
well, Shannon just like Kira moves her neck too much. Like Shannon is going to
know,
end up in
the
hospital.
She strips how she kisses.
Except less. She moves her neck more to kiss than she did to strip. But
if
it's
I don't
like
have a
still too much
that says she strips how she kisses by close of business Friday, we riot.
I think, you know what? I think that could be arranged.
She strips how she kisses is like the hot girl summer anthem. Get Chappelle on that. I tried to get Chappelle to join me on this podcast. Did I tell you guys this? I texted him, couple up with me. And he was like, what's the podcast for? And I was like, sir, Do you think I just texted you couple up with me unrelated to the show it's about?
Chappelle has checked out.
Yeah, no, Chappelle. He is
equally as checked out as Jeremy. Like, no interest of Love Island.
That's to the point that he has forgotten the terminology from the show.
Yes, 100%.
And thinks it's more natural that I would randomly text him, couple up with me on a Tuesday night.
I wouldn't be surprised if you texted me, couple up with me on a Tuesday night.
No, fair. I mean, I thought the call was going to be like, yeah, I absolutely would send that to Chappelle. But
I mean, I just like, I don't like to think about you being closer with other friends than you are with me.
It's fully equal. I thought Olivia did. I liked her prop work because it's like, okay.
But wait, self-centered. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
So she comes in and she bites the apple. Did she spit the rest of the apple into Cinco's mouth and he
full transfer a la the whipped cream?
I didn't care for that experience.
A baby bird with no chewing.
Yeah. Hey, better than if she chewed it up and friggin' spat applesauce into his mouth.
We haven't gotten that. I guess that COVID really killed that challenge.
They did it last year, didn't they?
All right, don't remind them. It's broken. But,
never do it again. Never mind. COVID killed it. It's over.
We could still see it. Why are we acting like we could not see this?
Please, I just want to not see it, Allie. I'm so
it is
afraid.
Disgusting.
It's the worst thing.
I do think, I look at these because I'm self-centered, like, what would I do if I, God forbid, had to do this, right? So it's like, Lord. Which outfit is the least horrific and which performance? To me, Olivia is very sexy. I put it in quotes because, like, I don't like to say sexy, but, like, she's a hot woman, like, whatever. But I thought she worked with what a normal person might have. Like, she's not a bad dancer, but she's not like an amazing dancer. Like, Cash is a professional dancer. Like, she worked with what the average woman would be. I mean, the average insanely gorgeous woman would be able to do. And so I thought in that respect, it was like a relatable performance. She worked the props. That was like a great gimmick to have because she's not going to be able to just like ride these guys so the cows come home. But then she gets the very like self-centered, like, I killed that confessional. And you're like, you're too high on what your performance was.
See now, Allie, how would you play it? What would your stripping style have been?
I think I would come out as the crossing guard firefighter. Okay. <It'd> be the full. I would be the full Corey. No, I mean, I would be. I feel like we've seen it. Like, you guys are the encyclopedic knowledge of Love Island. We've definitely seen some like awkward women be like, I think I would be weird about it.
I came up with what I think would be my plan this time. I would obviously be wearing Josh's devil costume. Duh.
No top.
That would be my move to come out.
Just a headband like around the.
I would tie a red silk scarf around my breast. I think I would literally just make out with every boy and be like, hopefully that raises their heart rate because I can't dance.
I am surprised that they suddenly have like decorum in this challenge, that it's like you only kiss the boy that you're with and then like
that's he
didn't
season.
Kiss me.
But it has not been Josh till now.
That's true. I love that Scally keeps like Josh, like calling him out.
The audacity of Shannon to get mad at anyone else's boyfriend.
I can't wait till we get to that.
We'll get there.
I am surprised that more people don't kiss multiple, but maybe it is because, I mean, their boys are always right there. Yeah. I don't know why that doesn't happen more. Like Trina should have, when Trina first kissed Cinco and Cinco was first, I was like, Trina's about to kiss every boy, and that would have been so fucking cool of her to do. That would have been cool, girl. I'm back in the villa energy.
Yeah, I would have loved it.
Mm-hmm. Did you also notice all of the guys like on their little camera phones filming each other from the balcony like a proud dad? It was so weird.
Like, you're doing Poehler, amazing. Like, it's yes, literally like Amy Poehler.
It's on a TV show. It's gonna be there.
Well, only Leslie and Jenny care about social media, Scally. Excuse you.
Yeah, none of these people have ever talked about social media one time. Okay, only Jenny and Leslie. God.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Okay, so then Ariel comes in dressed in a leather Catwoman costume that is like literally 1 million times hotter than anything else any of these people wore. Like, she looks so hot.
Because I did, admittedly, even though they showed this in the preview, which I guess I was a minute late to my television, so I didn't
see. How dare you?
Sorry. I didn't see this in the preview of like what's coming up. So I was like, is this someone new? What's happening? Like, that's what they usually do. Shouldn't have spoiled it, by the way. It was much better that way.
Wait, production made a bad decision? I'm shocked.
Shocking. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, and so like, great entrance. Ariel rocked it. Like, but yes, if you have 700 times the budget of all the other costumes, like, gonna make people question like their spot on the Kinsey scale a little more. So like, Ariel is doing great. Like, she's doing well.
You didn't know it was gonna be her. How soon did you realize it was her? Because I didn't either, but I knew it was her immediately when she walked in.
It was not immediately, but it was before she turned around. Like, okay. Before, like, they, like, even showed her face in the mask. It was, like, the hair and whatever. I, like, realized.
Just the vibe of her.
And I wasn't, like, and then once you saw the face, but at first I was, like, is this? Okay, it is. As soon as, like, you see her face.
Why do I still not like Ariel Vandenberg?
Yeah, you don't.
I have not evolved since my last appearance on the podcast. I have not grown.
They give her a ton of time, really, to grow on people on the show. She kind of comes in and like does a little awkward segment. I mean, I do think it has been done better by other hosts, but I just always am going to like appreciate someone who is as passionate about the show as she seems to be on social media. So I think I do give a little bit more of a free pass, but I don't think she is like actively bad where I'm looking for a different host
though. Do you know what I love from her? I love how they do the little ads about the Paramount Plus stuff, and it'll be her just like brushing her teeth in the villa, and then she's like, wait, okay, where's the kissing challenge? I missed it. What? I just like, I've seen that a couple of times. I feel like it's really cute.
I think it's fair. I think she has like sort of the Arissa Cox appeal of like, I love the show. I care about the show. I want the show to do well. And so to that point, I agree and can give her that. I really don't like how she tries to relate to the Islanders, because I just don't feel like it comes off as genuine. I feel like Caroline Flack, for example, like had much more of a connection with them. And yeah, maybe it is they don't give her enough of an opportunity. She's in the villa. She's acting like so familiar with them. Like, she's like, I'm going to cry. Like, when Cinco's leaving, it's like, that's actually, and I like Cinco, but that's like not the energy you should be giving here. Like, I just think it's a little misguided. Like, she almost tries too hard, and I shouldn't dog her for that, but I can't connect with her.
Well, I mean,
she looks great in the cat thing. I don't mean to like, she looked amazing. I don't mean to like crap on her as we talk about this part of it. And kudos to her for participating, right? Like, that goes to Scally's point. Like, she and yours, Kirsten, of like the commercial, like, she participates. She's not afraid to like get into the mess a little bit. But I just think she misses the mark on the like connection with the Islanders.
That's fair. How would they know her, right? So, okay. So she comes in to let them know that there's going to be an elimination. Because we got to vote in our favorite men and women. So the top three boys and girls will be safe. So the safe people are Charlie, Corey, Josh, Olivia, Shannon, and Cachet.
Are you surprised about anyone?
I will admit that I was a little surprised that Olivia was safe.
I was until I looked at who was standing next to Arya.
I thought that Kira might get saved. Like, I know that Kieran will haven't had like the She's most screen popular. Time, but I feel like normally the casual fan just like likes anyone who's in a couple.
The casual fan base and like even what I've seen online, like they were going strong for Will and Kira on the strength of Will pre Casa Amor. Like people were like, I love Will and like I wish he would leave Kira, but I'm glad he's happy. And that's at least what I saw. I did not have much faith in Kira to do well by herself in a vote.
I just don't think the edit has given us the opportunity to get to know Kira, and maybe that's her fault. Like the pool Olympic games, then we see like her and Will like making out in the pool, like in a glimpse. And it's like, they are kind of being gross. Like Will has said to the guys, like, is it gross that all we do is make out? And they're like, yeah, kind of. So like she's participating in that. So like, to me, they're not giving the cameras anything to show of their personality, but Will like does have more like fun conversations with the guys maybe that can make air, or he, in fairness, did more in Casa Amor for better or for worse to like show his personality. But like my read on Kira and Will is like Kira as a casual viewer is that Will is Kira's not being herself and is just desperate to be liked by Will, cannot believe that Will likes her and like will do anything to keep her. And that's not fun energy. Even though like they both live in the same place and they genuinely do have the same values and they like meditating, I feel like the show has portrayed it like Kira's just doing whatever to like prove to Will that she's a good match for him. And that makes me want to vote her out.
Fair enough. But yeah, okay. So first the girls save one girl and the boys save one boy, and then it switches and the girls save a boy and the boys save a girl. So the girls save Trina and the boys save Jeremy. And once again, I will never forgive these people.
Well, Jeremy, if you spend all of your time getting to know the guys and not caring about the people you're in a relationship with, you'll get saved by the guys.
Well, I'm not okay with it.
It's weird because I didn't know how, once we were in this position to read it earlier, when they were like, wow, we really should have let Jeremy go home. And I was like, is this foreshadowing that he's going to go? Nope, he gets saved again. Nope. We don't have anything nice here.
Do you think also the hope for this matchup, right, is that Will gets saved and Kira goes home or vice versa? That's why you do this, because like you don't know who the other side is going to save, and they might decide to both send the couple home so they can leave together, or both save the couple and then it's a one and one. It sucks that we didn't get that.
Yeah.
I don't think that we will talk about her basically again after this point. So do you think saving Trina? Like, I understand that you're friends with her, but at the same time, do you think there's any merit in just like letting her go home at this point? Is she going to realistically even be opening herself up to anything?
I think that from their perspective, they're like, we just want her to have an opportunity because she's had such a hard time. And it's like, you know what? But maybe that opportunity is at home where she has a good life as a nurse and she can meet like a normal human.
I think Cash feels guilty about the Trina thing, even though I think she has no reason to, but they are friends, so she feels bad. And I think, you know, we're going to talk about this, but Shannon's playing completely tactically. So if Shannon can get Kira to go home, or Will to go home, or Kira and Will to go home, then she thinks she's closer to the win, right? They even play the music over Shannon talking of like, when I play to win. So like the show is telling you like, oh, I want to save Cinco all of a sudden. Like you want to sabo Charlie and Cash, and you want to sabo Kira and Will. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about, I'm sure, whether or not that's like actually a good game decision. So I think Shannon being the loudest voice is saving Trina for strategy, and Cash is saving Trina for guilt. And that's why we get Trina. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't think she's actually going to find love in the villa, sadly.
Yeah. I also don't think you want your friend's last moment to be making out with Cinco after Cash told him she's no longer interested in him, and he's told her he's no longer interested in her. Like, probably not a great last moment on the show. So maybe we let her stay one more night regardless.
That was so weird. Yeah. That was so weird.
I don't understand. I will never, ever understand that decision.
Because, well, I'm going to like do what I never do, which is take Trina aside and say like, Cinco's like, it's like that kind of thing when you know it's a no, but the guy hasn't said it's a no. And you're at a place where you're like, but maybe it's a yeah. Like maybe he's scared. Maybe it was she was more aggressive and I pulled back. Like I'm just saying, and like this is a challenge and I'll shoot my shot because he got rejected and like maybe we can solve it and have nothing else. Like you it's can just brainwash yourself into some crazy shit. And by you, I mean me.
Very fair. But like the last we saw Trina talking about Cinco was her like crying in the sound closet that like, I just don't want him to do to Cash what he did to me. And I know he's going to. And then I make out with him. In the
well, challenge. That was never about Cash.
Yeah, I agree.
Trina's been saboing Cash this entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Okay. But yeah, so Trina gets saved. Jeremy gets saved. Then it comes down to girl saving a boy and boy saving a girl. And they just save the couple. Will and Kira get saved. Blah.
Yeah. Kira's the less interesting decision here. I think that was always happening. Jenny was going home. I think if Charlie ended up in the bottom, Charlie probably goes home here too. But saving Will over Cinco, it really seemed like it was kind of a 2-2 split where Cash was also pretty torn wanting to keep Cinco in the villa. Mm-hmm. And I know Allie flagged it up. Like, is that the right decision for Shannon actually to keep Cinco in? So I'm curious to hear more about that because I also have thoughts. But I understand the temptation to want to send Will home because I think Kira probably walks right out the door after him also.
Oh, 100%. It's interesting that you say you think Charlie would have gone home because I don't think Cash would have sent Charlie home. I think if Will gets saved and it's between if Will's like in the top three and it's between Cash and it's Cinco and Charlie, I think because she by sending Cinco home, it's like a communication that she would have saved Charlie. If it's Cinco's in the top and it's between Will and Charlie.
That's fair.
Then maybe then maybe they pick Charlie because I don't know.
I think that's right. I think that Charlie probably doesn't end up going home, but yeah. I think it's like on the table any which way for the new people.
Yeah, it's still just like not that interesting because it's been like almost all just new people leaving unless there's no opportunity for a new person to leave, in which case then an OG will leave. And that's why Cinco mm-hmm. left, because it was either him or Will. So it was kind of cute when Cinco left that Will was like, oh, my bromance. Because I forgot that they had come in together and kind of had like a little bromance going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't feel like we're getting a ton of those relationships on the screen either. I don't feel like we're getting
Josh keeps saying my best friends are Corey and Jeremy. And I'm like, okay, that's new. But I don't want to see more of Josh and Jeremy and Corey together. So maybe that is the right decision.
It's tough. What I would love to see is if they had more interesting relationships with better people that we could see instead of these ghouls that I hate so much. When Cinco is leaving, Cash is like, thank you for making my villa experience. And then it's like, oh, yeah, I want to kiss you, but I can't because I'll just leave with you.
You know, I love to see the fuckboy energy from Cash on this part. Like, I know I should come for it, but I think it's like a little bit of it's all fair in love and war. Like, this is sort of the same energy Josh brings. Like, I ultimately picked Shannon so I can kind of yada yada what happened in Casa Amor or in the villa when you were at Casa Amor. Like, Cash is ultimately picking Charlie. So it's not untrue that Cinco wanted to kiss her and she said no. But if you end up with Charlie and you run the tape back, that's not what happened.
No.
And I don't think that Cash is picking Charlie for the long term. Like, I think this is a for my time remaining in the villa, I am picking Charlie, but
don't lose my number, Cinco.
If we were not on TV right now, I would probably be kissing you. Type
my
thing.
Number is Cinco, Cinco, Cinco. Well, wait, can we talk about the strategy of the Shannon thing?
Yes.
Because I do think that this sets off, this was a big misstep for Shannon. I think Shannon, fair enough, like doesn't, I mean, Shannon should have taken Kira and Will being in the bottom as like enough of a security to like have Kira and Shannon stay, Kira and Will stay, right? Because if Cinco stays and Cinco links back up with Cash, I think that's their biggest competition to win. So if Shannon just stays the course, she still continues to rise in popularity with Josh. by making this flipperoo of making this huge deal pieing Cinco and then immediately switching to this boy, because her first speech was about Cinco. I think this boy can find love. We think this boy like is here for the right reasons. That's completely contradictory to everything she has said about Cinco up until this point. So it exposes her as like a fraud and a strategist. Now, I love it. I'm more likely to vote for Shannon because she's playing the game. But I think generally America is not. So then she doesn't get to pull the trigger. Cinco goes. And now she's in a position where she has to justify that decision. So she has to escalate the fight between her and Will, when really, I don't really think she cares, to be honest. I think this fight with her and Will is to save face of like, I am not going to take my foot off the gas of why I wanted Cinco to stay over him, such to the point where I'm going to now destroy how the public views me and Josh.
It's hard. I'm trying to really think about if I think Cash and Charlie or Cash and Cinco are the bigger threat to win. From Shannon's perspective, I'm not sure. I think what the bigger threat to win is, though, is Cash and Cinco's constantly still having this will they, won't they throughout the last week and a half or whatever is left, because that's more screen time. That's the whole thing of the season. And now that he's gone, if Charlie and Cash were happy, like, sure, that would be, they're probably also still going to focus on that just because like the audience loves Cash so much. But I think to a lesser extent, are they going to be like the source of drama and will they, won't they in the house?
So maybe yeah. She is thinking that if Cinco stays, Cash will flip-flop between Charlie and Cinco such that they won't win whoever she ends up with, because It will be frustrating. It'll be will they, won't they, whatever. But regardless, I do think that this like ends up making her look like she's like mudslinging and worse than if she had just like rode the tide of, if I look at the top six America's votes, I'm the only one in a couple who was in the top. I mean, besides Cinco, you know, a real couple.
Sure.
I also just think there's a certain level of it that is Shannon has absolutely no filter and is just kind of rude sometimes, because we've seen that a lot. I do think that that's part of it also.
Yeah.
But I don't know to what extent, because like I do think she's making these decisions as like very purposefully and in a calculated manner because she wants to win. But I also think that it's like, sometimes she makes decisions that are not optimal in that regard because she can't control herself, because she just gets so mad. And that's something I can relate to.
And I certainly can relate to that too. I just think it was such a, it just made her, whether or not, maybe it was partly genuine, but coming off from the edit of the pie challenge to like give a little pie in the face to Will, but pie Cinco, to then be like, I think this boy can really find love here. I want to pick Cinco. Like, that's clearly not how you feel. Yeah. She should have been like, this boy is the lesser of two evils.
Honestly, yeah, that would have been better. Okay. After, I feel like I don't care about anything else that happened until Will versus Shannon, but did anything happen in between that you want to address, Scallie?
There was like the little Will and Kira feeling betrayed that they were saved second versus first. And honestly, can relate. I would also be upset. Like,
but you said, also grow you don't like, up.
You don't like thinking about Allie being closer with other people than you. That is me with everyone. Everyone should think I'm their best friend and no one else. So like, I understand from Will and Kira's perspective. I don't want to be the last one saved either. Like, I'm way cooler than Jeremy. Don't you dare save him over me.
That's fair. See, I think Will should be upset because he barely got saved and Jeremy got saved instantly. Whatever, grow up. It's but a the, reality TV show.
The thing is, and we're like, this will get us to the Will and Shannon stuff. Will does not have the same energy with the guys that he does have with Shannon, which is my problem, because I don't think that he is wrong to be like, hey, why didn't you save Kira? And like, let's have this conversation, and then also move that into like, stop talking about our relationship. But like, he did not really have those questions for the guys. It was, at least as we saw, which women wanted to send me home, not like, which, like, why didn't you guys save me or anything like that? Or why was I second to Jeremy?
That is true. In Will's defense, I think it was more that it was such a like nail biting decision, and then they had to reconvene and change their mind. So like, in theory, all of the other decisions could have been unanimous, and they all had to be unanimous. So it's like, okay, we talked and we decided to save Trina, and then we all unanimously decided to save Kira. Okay, you can be mad that you were picked second, but like, people vocally, it was like a split and people vocally wanted him to leave. So I think that's why he comes down harder on them. I also think they're justified in being pissed that they weren't the first two people saved, because it is sort of like Love Island tradition that you save the strongest couple. You don't go out like Shannon was doing and say, like, we're saving the people who can still find love. Like, you found love, you can leave. And then she later even says, like, send me and Josh home then. Like, that's obviously not what you want. If the shoe was on the other foot, you would say, we're the strongest couple, we deserve to stay. So it was sort of like out of turn for them to not save Kira and Will. And it was sort of like a disrespect to their relationship. And I don't know that they're able to be like, oh, this was strategic. And instead they just get mad about it.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. Okay. So Will and Shannon get into it. And it's a lot of like, Shannon's like, I think you hate me. And Will's like, well, you are always talking shit about me. He does not deny hating her also. Like, at no point he's like, no, I don't hate you.
They have a little bit of like, we're both totally fine. But like, neither of them like
each other. It's like when she said bestie vibes and you know that she wishes Jenny was dead, okay? Like, come on. And so then he kind of transitions into like, well, why didn't you save Kira if she's your friend? And Shannon's like, I didn't put you there. You guys put yourselves there. America did it.
Which, like, not
she's
wrong.
An icon.
It's literally iconic. Will is like, well, like, I would have saved you and Josh if things were reversed. Like, what are you talking
she's like,
about?
Don't.
Yeah. It's funny because she's like, don't. And she's like, well, I wanted to save someone who deserved to find love. He's like, so I don't deserve to find love here. Like, it is just like back and forth, like punch, mm-hmm. punch, going each way. And it was fun.
Yes. And then it gets into like both of them literally talking at the same time, both being like, no, let me speak. No, let me speak. No, it's my turn to speak. And it's like, okay, continue. And then is where it gets like a little bit more spicy, because Shannon is talking about how Kira deserves better than him and how he's horrible. And the girls walk by and hear her say this and they're like, whoa, Shannon, like, this is out of line.
So she's going in about Casa Amor.
Okay. So here's the thing. It is the absolute height of hypocrisy for Shannon to be like, you can't talk about the private things I do in my bedtime, and then start talking about what Will was doing in bed in Casa Amor. I don't think that's fair.
That's true. I also think, to me, Josh still did the most egregious thing that anyone has done in a couple, which is pick somebody else to kiss in a challenge, humiliating your partner in front of everybody else. Like, that was I still think, the biggest offense committed by any man on the show, man or woman, actually. And you took his ass back with no work. So again, like, in terms of hypocrisy, let's not judge Kira for being with Will, considering you live in a glass relationship as well. I think, again, this was never about Kira. I think this is completely Shannon covering her ass for trying to a failed strategic move. And she escalates so out of line from where Will, I think, starts this conversation. Like, I don't think it's crazy that Will has this conversation and Shannon just goes into defensive, like, yelling mode, which, again, relatable energy.
Yes.
But I just think this is insane when Kira is really her best friend, who she almost didn't save, and Kira has forgiven him, then step off, George. Like, there's no reason for you to be screaming at her boyfriend. Mm-hmm.
And again, mm-hmm. they're not boyfriend and girlfriend. They have never made it official. So that's just like another layer of it's none of your business, Shannon.
It's hard because I feel like both of them are saying points that are true, but both of them are also wrong.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. where he's saying, like, she was your friend. And she's like, well, she was your couple and you hooked up with a girl all week. So, and then I also love Shannon throwing the, like, why didn't you sleep in the empty bed? It's like, well, Josh didn't either. We already had that conversation with him. Josh also kissed another girl in the challenge and Leslie last week. So that's, like, not even going back weeks. Like, Josh is still actively deciding to do these things and you're choosing to look over it. So, mm-hmm. it is what it is at a certain point. I think Shannon is out of line to, like, if Kira's like cool with it in the real world, like, sure. Some of my friends date people that, like, I may like them. I don't like them as a relationship, and that's fine. And I have voiced my concerns once, and then after that, it is up to you to deal with and for you to figure out, up until a point, obviously. But it's like, Shannon does not have that line anymore.
I do think also, like, Josh bust Will to save his own ass when Shannon was mad at him. So, like, Josh was like, Will was hooking up with a person. So I feel like Shannon has different, while it's the same technical information, Shannon has different information than Kira has. So she's coming in like gassed up by Josh throwing Will under the bus to her in a way that Kira is like hearing it like, Flaquita, like, I love you. I was just like exploring other options and like I didn't do anything. So like I do think they have sort of like there's an information asymmetry going on. And to what you're saying, Scally, like, yes, what she's saying is true, but she lacks what you would say in a court of law standing. Like, mm-hmm. She was not harmed by Will's actions. So what is she doing showing up, bringing them? And again, it's not like Trina crying and someone going to Cinco and being like, you hurt my friend. Like, Kira, Shannon is making Kira's life worse by having this fight.
Mm-hmm. I do like when Shannon's like, you have so many issues you need to work out. And then he rebuttals and she's like, stop talking at me. Like, you literally said something not even five milliseconds ago. It's just absolutely wild.
And then she goes to the table of people. Like, that's what I would do too. Like, I would leave a deranged fight and then be like, can you believe how he talks to me?
Like, what? Well, because she says too later when we talk to when she's talking with all the girls and Kira, like, it does stand up for herself. She says, like, I would never want him to speak to another woman the way he spoke to me.
Yeah,
I feel like they both spoke to each other very much on the same
Shannon
level.
Shannon is like, I said nothing wrong. Nothing. I did nothing. I was just like standing up for myself. And it's like, are you kidding me? You are saying you said nothing wrong? Like, stop it.
Will even said, like, his rebuttal was muffled. He was like, I'm not even going to say it. Like, he, I thought, had restraint.
Yeah, I mean, both of them, I feel like, were bad. I didn't care for it.
For sure.
Okay, I don't even remember the Monday episode, but I know that it happened.
We got the new girls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got the new girls. So we've got Ellie, 22, from Chicago. She's interested in Corey. Alana. Is it Alana or Alana?
It's Alana without the T's, like Atlanta without the T's. It took me both episodes to figure out what she was saying when she said that.
Okay. Perfect. Alana, she's 28. She's a model and she likes Will. And then we have Bailey, who is 23 and she likes Jeremy. So she has bad taste.
I like all of them say things that are very questionable here, where Elliot, 22, is coming in with like worried about attracting married men on a show where everyone is exclusively single. Alana prefers men who are direct, but likes Will. Like, don't think that is actually. And then Bailey's used to guys approaching first and is into Jeremy. Like, you're all setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah. That's a standard routine. That's a tight five of their intros.
Yes, Callie's been practicing that all day. It is. So, okay, they have the dates where it's like, they do, someone does the like entree, someone does dessert. What did they do? Three courses or just two?
Just two.
They did two. Just did two. There's no appetizer this time.
That's fine because these dates were nothing for the most part.
Yeah. They like, I feel like nothing happened except for, it seems like Bailey is the new hotness.
I said to Scally, if Will so much as looked at me with vegan curry, like Will cannot come to me with vegan curry unless he wants to be scalded with vegan curry. I would be like, swat.
Why would you swat the vegan curry away?
I have no interest in vegan curry. Although I know like a lot, it's like coconut milk. So I'm like kind of curious what's vegan about it. But I just don't want anything Will has prepared. I have an aversion to him.
I'm assuming vegan part is that it's probably like tofu instead of like a meat.
Well, but then it could be vegetarian, right? So then it's like, well, I don't even know what he's talking about. And I support Alana fully. So like the fact that she didn't eat it makes me even more sus.
Yeah, he had full leftovers for Kira, but I think that was just Alana not eating it.
Well, I think Kira's happy to have Will's leftovers forever. So,
skating like your theme song.
Okay, we'll just sit in the moment for a minute.
Anyways, I'm a monster. It's fine.
I'm in a glass case of emotion. Holy miming.
Oh my god. I do like that, like between these dates, the girls are on the balcony like, hey, and the guys are like, hey. Normally there's not like the interaction between.
Josh being up there messed up the energy, though. Josh should not be up there. Josh should be in the kitchen, like, growing it down.
Just somewhere else. Like, literally, lock him in a closet. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, like, don't have him up there with the girls, like, seeing the new girls.
I did have the thought that was, like, it's so amazing that Josh is so dedicated to Shannon that he's up there. And I was like, oh, he didn't get picked. That's not his choice.
Yeah, I love that he was the only one not picked. That was good. Jeremy says he wants to be a gym teacher, but I just don't think that should be allowed. I don't want to live in a world. Jeremy has the same job as Jordan Kasich.
I was gonna say, don't say it.
I'll say it. I don't care.
Oh god, I feel like Corey puts his foot in his mouth a couple times here.
Corey does not know how to talk to people, like at all, like literally at all.
Corey's not the sharpest crayon all the times.
Every time there's been something just really stupid that's happened on one of these like Paramount Plus exclusives, it has been,
he's been the answer a lot. Yeah. When I ask the questions, I mean even just putting his foot in his mouth where she's like, where Bailey's like, I love food, and he's like, well, you must be obviously really into fitness, and she's like, why?
Are we not going to discuss what's your tribe? Or
yeah, I mean, we're getting there.
I don't even know where to begin unpacking this. Yeah, like, can you drive again, for a minute?
Corey thought that Spanish and Italian were the same language, so like,
he's this not, does not where did shock he go me. To school, like I've but, learned recently that the American public education system's bad.
And this is the man who has plans of traveling the world immediately after, which is great because he really needs to see it.
Well,
he's
got a big Egypt thing on his back, so he's got to go to the source of that. I was dying when he said that.
So when Ellie says that one of her parents is Indian, Corey asks what tribe, mixing Indian up with Native American. So Corey really just like not hitting on every level here, yet still the most popular by far for the new girls.
Yeah, it's Corey, it's 2021. I'm gonna have to ask you to, I guess, learn to read so that you can then read a book, like, mm-hmm. I don't know, I don't have faith in him that he can read at this point. Would just love for
luckily
him to be a
little
for
him,
educated.
Audiobooks exist.
Yeah, so. Luckily for him, audiobooks exist. I love just like the cross, like these Hot Dummies on Island shows have layers and they are all interconnected. Like, I'm going to be Charlie Day with a freaking murder wall soon, like connecting all of the references.
But yeah, I don't know.
Just absolutely brutal. Like, Corey's so dumb.
It's odd. We get like the guys talking about the new girls, and we get Jeremy talking about how he's really into one of the women, but it's her personality is super dope, but for some reason he's not as into it, Alana. He's into Bailey for some reason, and he can't just put his finger on it.
I love how he's like, Alana has made it clear that she's interested in me, and I'm like not interested in her. I'm like, I don't think she made it so clear that she's interested in you. I think she just desperately needs like a life raft because it is 1 week left in the season.
I do think I think I texted Scally knowing that Scally hadn't seen the episode yet, like unwilling to not spoil, to be like watching Jeremy talk around saying that he's not attracted to Alana because she's a curvy woman who's freaking stunning in the teeniest bikini I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, she looks amazing. And he's just like, yeah, I like totally vibe with her, except I'm just attracted to Bailey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he makes like a half-ass attempt where he's like, obviously she's very attractive, but for some reason, and I'm just like, Jeremy, go away.
Yeah, go away forever. Literally, like, go away forever. I hate him so much. Alana is a goddess, and I want to be more like her when I grow up.
I know, but I am worried. I am like sad. Like, let's call it what it is. Like, nobody's into her, right? Like, at this point, like, Charlie was like, oh, I would be into her, but I'm with Cash. And then he like breaks up with Cash. So I'm curious to see if he ends up with Alana next episode. But he also was like, I was eyeing Bailey, and maybe Bailey is just so stunning. And I mean, I think she's obviously beautiful, but maybe she's like,
they all are.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she's beautiful, but like, maybe she's, I don't think she's so much more beautiful than the other two women. So maybe there is like some in-person differential happening, but I am like upset that no one seems to be into Alana when she seems to be making like the best first impression personality wise.
Yeah. It's
And just annoying. Only one Bailey, and she's made it very clear who she's the most into. I feel like I do appreciate Ellie though. Also acknowledging like, I don't know how much I believe Olivia and Corey, like speaking for the fans.
Yes. There. Speaking for anyone with eyes, Olivia has not cared about one person other than Slade this whole season. And you cannot tell me otherwise.
Oh God.
Okay. That's on that. We find out that Josh did not tell a girl that he was coming to Love Island.
Red flag. All right, Shannon, we will ignore that one though.
Yeah, we'll ignore that one. It's fine.
Are we surprised that she's not making a ruckus? Like, we haven't heard about that, right?
Yeah, I don't know if maybe she wasn't in the group chat at that moment, but I don't know what it was, because even if it was just for screen time, Shannon loves to usually blow these things up.
No, sorry. I mean, I thought that was hilarious, but I meant the girl that Josh like ghosted, because like Cachet's like, oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm literally pulling a Charlie calling her Cachet instead of Cash, but I don't know why Cash. Like, I love how Cash is like, oh yeah, she definitely like hates you and is like dogging you out right now. But I feel like we haven't had that.
Yeah, where is she on TikTok? Style.
Yeah,
she should have been in Casa Amor.
Yes. Oh my God, that would have been iconic. Literally. Ugh, oh my God. Okay. We also, Olivia like really wants to have sex with Corey, but I don't believe her.
Same.
That was full threat. That was threat level midnight. She said that. She responded. She said that in response to.
Trina says that she prefers intelligence over dick size.
Who said that?
Trina.
She's still there. Okay. Did you know that Trina's still there? Hey, and you know what?
If maybe why has Trina hasn't made a connection.
The intelligence is not present in the villa. And you know what? What you need is you need someone with the intelligence to use what they're working with. Okay. I think she's right.
I still don't know who we're talking about.
Go away. I'm going to kick you out of the Zoom call. I'm going to put you in the waiting room. Like, good Lord. I'm sick of all of this. And people keep asking Corey if all of his eggs are in Olivia's basket, and he's like, no. But then Olivia's like, I don't know, maybe he likes
me. I forget this might have actually been both episodes. I thought Cash was pretty insensitive when like Olivia comes up and is like, Corey really likes the other girls, and she was like, you're freaking out, like, don't freak out. Like,
Olivia was being calm. Olivia does not have high energy to be freaking out.
I thought like she was going to her friends being like, I'm kind of insecure about this guy. And Cash was like, you're being crazy. And it's like, A, she was not being crazy. She has a complete legitimate reason to think this. And B, like, if every time I went to my friends and was like, this boy is not paying the right amount of attention to me, they were like, calm down, I'd have no friends because I would have to stop talking to those people.
The way that it did seem in the episode, they were like, you've said this every 3 minutes of the last 6 days.
That's called like coping with the reality of the situation. Like, don't read my text messages then, because that's all I say.
Well, I'm just insulted that you're not texting me about it, but it's fine. We move.
Are you not in the Hot Girl Summer group chat? Yes, you are.
That chat has not been very active lately, so
I'll blow it up right now.
Okay, sounds good. They play like games in the pool.
Skip and them. They're I done. Don't care. I'm not about talking it. About those okay, games. Good. They Thank mean
God.
Nothing.
Thank God. I was like, I don't even remember this happening.
when a challenge doesn't make the main show, like, I feel right. like there's Truly. A red flag.
Okay, I just like
we could have done this on the main show and the striptease on the Monday exclusive episode yeah. where like actually something could have happened.
I would like to skip straight to Kira telling the girls that they need to respect her relationship, which we already kind of talked about. But I just again love Shannon being like, whoa, I didn't do anything wrong. What are you talking about? Like, I was just telling the truth.
I was just excited that 76 days into the season, Kira has decided to stand up for herself.
Wait, you're telling me it hasn't been 100 days yet?
I don't know. It's just been like...
Yeah, Kira grew a backbone in this moment. And what Kira was saying was right.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish Shannon was so rude.
Little bit of this transferred to Kira and Will in their conversations that I've mm-hmm. seen. It didn't really feel like she, like, you know, forgave him pretty quickly after Casa Amor, but like ultimately she did forgive him, and like that's on her. So she's telling everyone else, respect the decision I made. And Shannon says no. Basically,
Josh picked another woman in front of you while you were there and you took him back. Like, if you want to be with a guy who treats you like that and talks to me like that, then like, fine. Like, it is so condescending. And again, check your own relationship. Like, make sure your house is good, because it's not good. Like, I know they've been good now, but he has still done a more egregious offense than doing. I'm not defending Will with Will and Flo, but at least Kira wasn't there as an option and he picked someone else over you.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. We also get Kate. Cash gets really mad that Charlie didn't make her tea in the morning.
Yeah. I don't think it was the tea.
Calm down. Like, I feel like
what's the tea, Scally?
What's
I think it was the lack of cuddling and kissing and speaking at all overnight.
Yeah.
Like, she says they paid her zero attention. They get in bed, he says, I'm tired, and rolls over. Like, we've seen that happen with other couples. It's breaking up. That happened with I don't even remember.
Jeremy and Trina.
Probably just name a couple this season.
Jeremy and Amy.
Yeah, I just like this is on the decline and Cash is seeing it.
Yes. And then does the very rational thing of freaking out about it, which is exactly what I would do. I am not judging her. I 100% would also be like, but why is this happening? Why are you acting different? Why are you acting weird? Let me make it worse. And then there's also like a lot of Olivia and Corey going back and forth, where Corey is like talking to the other woman being like, no, I'm open to meeting you. And then Olivia's like, but what about me? And then it's like, I don't care. Like, nothing.
Here's the issue for me with the Olivia situation and really Cash and Charlie. And this was sort of a thing when Cinco was asked to, is like, you can't declare that you're good, right? Like, these things just have to be good. And it's hard to just let that lie. Like you were saying earlier, Kirsten, like when there's an issue and you want to talk about it, you talk about it all the time. Like, Cash is going to get nowhere by being like, Charlie, do we have an issue? Do we have an issue? Do we have an issue? And it's not her fault for wanting to talk about this. Same with Olivia. Like, to be like, well, do you like Bailey? Do you like me? I like you. Do you like me? Like, that's not how you build a connection. And Bailey and whoever Charlie ends up talking to is going to always have the upper hand, like maybe Alana, of like, it's easy talking to this girl. We don't have issues. We don't fight, because they haven't had the relationship yet. So the only way to counter that is to just like get to know them on a real level and hope that they pick you over the other person. It to be the person being like, can you just say we're good? Can you say you're good? You can never say you're good. That's not going to solve the issue.
Mm-hmm. When, especially when it's like, he's not even saying that he's not good. Like, he is with his actions, right. But like, you're now asking him for something where he hasn't like said the opposite. And it's just like really uncomfortable for everyone involved. But it's also the same thing where like, if you sit back too much and like let him think, then it's like, well, is it just the same thing? Like, I totally understand like really getting into your head about this kind of stuff.
Totally.
But it just does not come across right. And it basically culminates with Cash going to Charlie and being like, well, I need you to make up your mind what you want, which like, I get why she's feeling that way, because she's had the situation with Cinco and then she was the one who had to decide. And it's been like in such upheaval. But I think it's really unfair to then be like, OK, Charlie, but you need to know right now, when everyone else has gotten like so much time and patience when they had decisions to make.
Well, it's also all of their conversations were about the Cinco issue. And now all of the conversations are about this issue. Like, again, it's just, and it's again, it's relatable. I understand why Cash wants to talk these out. And again, both mutually declare like we're good and we're 100% together. You're not going to get there without building up the connection. Like they both are trying to talk it out. And that's like not what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine Love Island not mimicking real connections in the real world.
What?
It was
couldn't be.
One episode ago where Cash was telling Charlie that she was fine with him getting to know other people and that she would want to be in that same situation, and she totally gets it. And now it's make up your mind. I think that's more speaking to the red flags of him cutting off like interest. I don't know that it is presented super well. I think Charlie has made up his mind and is not saying anything. But at the same time, I'm not super shocked that Cash is doing this, because it is kind of the same thing that happened when it was Cash, Trina, and Cinco. She told Cinco, right, like, you know, relatively early with as regards to most like Love Island triangles, like, I need a decision. And I think that that's what she's pulling here again. And I don't think she's going to get the answer she wants again.
Mm-mm. Well, and it's also, but it just makes me annoyed, because when she had a decision to make, it was all, oh, be patient with me, oh, be patient with me, oh, be patient with me. But then she can't be patient for others. And so like, and again, I stan her. I stan her forever. I love her so much. She is a star. She's an icon. She's a legend. But I did not think that it's a great look.
I think it's hard when you have to be conscious about your image. And that's, I think, what we're just seeing.
Yeah.
I think we're not able to see like the reality of it, which is fine. Like the part of it is, I do think like this season more than most that I've seen on either country's version is very conscious of like, I'm not take everything else out of it. I do think a lot of people have been very motivated by what the public thinks of them, and maybe not even the win, but just like the social media.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? None of these people know anything about social media. Only Jenny and Leslie would ever talk about that.
We never had drama until those 22-year-old women entered the house. That's all I'm saying.
There was never any drama before that. It was just chill. It was just good vibes. Yeah. And then it's basically like, that's really it. Like, does anything else even happen?
There is Olivia and Corey.
That was very Noam of you.
It literally. I just feel like Olivia and Corey just go so back and forth. Like, well, what else is there?
Corey doesn't like Olivia, right? Like, that's not, forget what Olivia thinks. Like, Corey's not picking Olivia, right?
No, Corey doesn't like Olivia, and Olivia.
Did Scally
like
freeze, or is he just giving?
He is certainly frozen. Last time this happened, he like disappeared and then came back.
The face that Scally is making, I know, is the perfect, like,
I know. I did screenshot it. Don't worry.
That's amazing. Okay. So sorry, Kristen. What do you think about Corey's take on Olivia?
Yeah, I feel like she doesn't like him. He doesn't like her. Like, I don't understand what the point is, you know? Do you want to just like talk shit until Scally gets back? Because I don't want to have to cut this out of the podcast.
Oh my God, Kirsten put the Scally background up. That's amazing. It's so amazing.
Do you want me to send it to you so you can put it as yours for when he gets back?
Yes, please. I think that Olivia wants to like Corey, and I think Corey wants to like Olivia, but Corey is so excited that Bailey is into him. Do you think the Bailey, what do you think of Bailey, Jeremy, like trying to convince
Jeremy's so transparent.
Corey. Oh, it's so bad. Thank God for Charlie. If only for Charlie to say that to him was so good.
I love he's like, oh, but what about Olivia? Like, maybe you date Olivia. And Charlie's like, why did you say that? Like,
it was so
why
bad.
Are you trying to push him onto Olivia, Stephen, and Bailey? Like, Bailey is not interested in Jeremy.
He was like, yeah, not you that's trying to push him.
That's the best thing that's ever happened to my life.
Yeah, we have an excellent Scally on Scally background, and it's so funny.
And now I'm like, now I'm going to screenshot us having it as the background.
Yeah, that's amazing. Send that to me also. Oh, here he comes. Unwell.
Connect to audio, Scally.
I am simply unwell.
I just want his reaction.
Should we talk about something like Olivia so he comes in?
So Olivia, do you believe that Olivia has had feelings for anybody this season at all?
Besides Slade, no. I'm actually surprised she didn't go for the other, like, really tall Southern white guy. That was sort of not really explained why she didn't bring him back from Casa Amor.
I don't know who you're talking about.
The guy who, like, was sort of like Slade. He, like, pursued Cash. And you guys said, like, you guys called out rightfully that he, like, gave a problematic compliment, a backhanded compliment to mm-hmm. Cash. You don't remember this man?
I you could tell me any person had been on the season of Love Island and I would be forced to believe you.
There's a woman named Trina who got in the middle of my favorite couple.
No, there's no woman named Trina.
Stop this it. So rude.
Scally, this is how you froze.
Yeah, I'm not happy. It's making a bad situation worse.
No, it's so cute.
And the way that this should have a word bubble that says, because I was like, do you think that Corey actually, Corey doesn't like Olivia, right? And you hit this pose and I like didn't know you were frozen. I thought you were just mocking me.
Yeah, she was like, why isn't Scally talking? He's frozen.
Yeah, so fun on the computer.
Yay! We were just talking about how we don't buy Olivia and Corey at all. How do you feel?
Yeah, not at all. I don't believe it one bit. I mean, I love Olivia being like, I'm just a very direct person who says exactly how I feel. And then she talks to him. She's like, so like, how do you feel? I like, you're cool. Like, just spit it out. Like, she's like, I'm going to tell him how I feel, and proceeds to say nothing when he asks. He says, how do you feel about me? And she says nothing. She says a lot more to a group of random islanders saying,
she said like, Arda will.
Yeah, I mean, that is also true. But I'm saying to the group of random islanders, she's like, I'm going to tell him that I can't imagine my life without him and that I think of him every day and he's going to be in my entire future. It's like, then say that. Because when you were face to face with him, you said nothing. And that was supposed to be your big conversation. So I don't believe it. I think she's practicing a speech that she's going to give, and maybe it's successful, maybe it's not. But I thought the initial like conversation was super awkward.
I just hate it so much.
Yeah.
Okay, is that everything? I think there's new boys coming in, but we don't know them yet.
Two new boys, and seems like Charlie and Cash are done.
Yes, looks like a breakup is incoming.
Ooh.
It's okay. So good. Yeah, I think that we've covered these episodes. Allie, it's been a dream to have you here. Thank you for joining us.
I got a blue skidoo back out of the pod. It's been great. Skidoo blue. Do you reverse it? Yeah, no, this was so great. Thank you, guys. You are my favorite. This was so fun.
We love you so much. Thank you so much for joining us. Allie, if people want to hear more from you, where can they find you?
Yeah, this was like unintentionally great synergy for my life, because next week we will be back NGOG, which is New Girl, Old Guy, where Akiva Whitaker and myself discuss New Girl, which was on Yadis against my will while Akiva covered the Olympics for NBC. We'll be back. I hear the Olympics is ending soon, like next week. So we're going to start being back there. You can check out all of our episodes up until now on anchor.fm/newgirlOldGuy. And then the challenge is back, Scally, next week. Can't believe it's already August 11th. Can't believe the challenge is coming back on August 11th. But we will be back nonetheless. Brian Cohen, not to be confused with the great Brian Scally, and myself covering it on RHAP at robinswebsite.com/challenge iTunes. So you should subscribe if you haven't yet. Listen to our great Must Lose Draft with Matt Liguori and Scally and Brian Cohen and myself. And you can follow me at Lash Tweets for like mostly Farmville musings as of late.
Yeah, you've really brought back Farmville discourse recently.
Yeah, just one tweet, but it really hit with me.
The way it tempted me, I was like, does it exist?
No, it officially was retired. I think I've done 3 Farmville tweets. One was about how it was officially retired like earlier this year or something. But that would have been a great thing for them to bring back in the pandemic. No one, mm-hmm. no one just tries anything anymore.
That's fair.
That's it.
Okay, amazing. And Scally, where are you if people want to find you?
Anything will be on Twitter at Brian_Scally. Like Allie already said, check out the Must Lose Draft. A lot of fun on that one. And a good introduction to the cast before the premiere coming up. Is it the same day as the Love Island finale? Right around there?
Oh, yeah. And guess what else happens that day? Riverdale's back, baby.
Oh, wow. Boy. This is the nexus of the universe.
So, you know what? Day. We are really trading off our joint podcast for each of our others.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Oh, God. Did you have more to say? Like, did I kind
no,
of?
Just okay. Twitter. That's fine.
Yeah, just follow Scally at Brian_Scally on Twitter. He's got premium tweets and memes.
Ooh, premium. Yeah, you can pay me for them. Premium. The better ones are behind a paywall.
Yes, exactly. If people want to hear more from me, you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. I'll be kicking around on this Big Brother 23 coverage. And of course, I also have my BoJack Horseman rewatch podcast, BoJack Horsepod, with Lindsay Wilson. Last but certainly not least, please leave us 5-star reviews. It is our love language. And someone left a really mean 2-star review because Jacob didn't know where Alaska was. And how is that our fault? So if you could go leave
what a hater
5-star reviews to make up for that. It's still robuswebsite.com/temptationisland because again, nobody listens to me. It's fine. So thank you very much for listening. We'll be back on Friday to cover up the second half of the week. And we will see you next time.
If you're looking for love, well, you've come to the wrong place. Because Kirsten and Scally, well, they don't know a thing. And the men that they cast on this show are truly a disgrace. So we don't care about the love that might be there. Yeah, we just want to see the drama.
Hey, Drew Scott here. And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.